Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thanks for coming to my channel. I'm commenting on Labour's resounding success in the mayoralty of Greater Manchester, because the election was just on Thursday. The results filtered through on Friday. Well, as I predicted, everyone predicted, Labour won. But the interesting thing is they won by much more than most people forecast, including myself. So Bev Craig, she is the new mayor of Greater Manchester. Notice it's Greater Manchester, not just Manchester. It's not just the city itself, but it's some of the dormitory towns in the environs. I think there's also sort of a mayor of Manchester, kind of largely honorific position, not a political leader, a partisan figure, as Andy Burnham was. The factors that could have redounded to the disadvantage of Labour didn't play out. Mancunians could have felt let down that their mayor, Burnham, decided Manchester wasn't big enough, gave up halfway through his third term and so on, that they were being, you know, mistreated, exploited for his own personal ambition. That doesn't appear to be a factor. Bev Craig, obviously a very well-known figure in Manchester Labour politics for about 20 years now. Nevertheless, she has name recognition, not as great as Burnham, but on his coattails she won, and indeed in her own right. So she was leader of the council for a long time. So she's 41 years old, a lesbian from Northern Ireland originally. There was the mayor of Greater Manchester who was openly gay. So she's a man. She's the first openly gay woman to be a directly elected mayor of any city in the United Kingdom that I can think of. Remember, because a lot of mayors are indirectly elected, people vote for the city council or whatever, and the councillors from amongst themselves choose a mayor. But no, this is directly elected. And by the way, if you're choosing city councillors, you could do different. I could vote for a Labour mayor, but a Liberal Democrat councillor. Yeah, I could vote for a Conservative mayor, and I could vote for a Green councillor, or I could vote for a Reform UK mayor and not vote for a councillor at all, as you wish. Or you could do the double, Labour for both the mayor and the council. There's no council election for Greater Manchester at the moment. That's actually very heartening for Labour, because one of the reasons that they didn't let him stand in a by-election at the beginning of this year is then they'll be faced with a by-election for a mayoralty of Greater Manchester, which they were not that confident they'd win. They'd probably win, but they didn't want to put it to the risk. But actually, they won by a country mile. So is this a part of the Burnham bounce? There's always a honeymoon for a new leader, but particularly people proud in Northwest England that a local boy is at number 10 Downing Street. And indeed, the news is going to be number 10 North. He's setting up a prime ministerial office in Manchester itself, the third biggest city in the United Kingdom. Why not Birmingham the second? I suppose Birmingham's too close to London, because Birmingham is just over an hour by train. Manchester is 2 hours and so forth. And remember, the Northwest region of England has got a lot of other big towns. I mean, Manchester, 500,000 people, but other towns with 200,000 to 100,000. There's, you know, Liverpool with 250,000. But nearby, there's Burnley and Rotherham and Rochdale. And, where is it in West Yorkshire? Sheffield? No, that's South Yorkshire. Leeds in West Yorkshire. So there are other towns pretty close to there, and it sort of represents them somewhat. So that was Bev Craig, who had sort of well laid out plan. She's the continuity candidate. And Burnham made a fascinating announcement that he's going to give regional mayors in England some share of the income tax for the first time, and they can choose what to do with it. This is Manchesterism, which is complete opposite of 19th century Manchesterism, was sort of capitalism on steroids. So yeah, Bev Craig, she was an undergraduate at the University of Manchester. She's later got a master's degree in public policy. She's worked in local government her whole life. I mean, that's one of the criticisms. She's never worked outside politics. And all right, she wasn't in a partisan role, a Labour Party member, since she came over to Great Britain. Because remember, the only place in the world someone couldn't join the Labour Party was Northern Ireland. It's preposterous as part of Labour's anti-Ulster bigotry. You could be resident in Hong Kong or Bolivia or Tajikistan and join the British Labour Party, but not in Northern Ireland. Well, fortunately, they've rectified that. So one of the telling things is the very low turnout, only 25% turnout, so even lower than you expect. That usually works against Labour, but surprisingly, it's worked well, which is another reason they'll take heart from this. So over 2 million people had the right to vote for this in Greater Manchester, and Labour won all 10 boroughs, which is not that surprising. So Reform UK came second, and the Conservatives did even worse than expected. So Reform UK didn't even come close. So Labour led from the first. So Bev Craig, she's going to finish off that two-year electoral term. So maybe her main pledge is she's going to make sure there's no increase in Metrolink and bus fares and the B network, and free bus travel is going to extend to 11 to 18 year olds. It was only for 16 to 18 year olds now. She wants to build 50,000 new homes in council properties and some low cost properties which are not affordable over 15 years. So that's maybe doable such a long time scale, well beyond her mayoral term. Want to spend £20 million on high streets to boost small businesses by helping them set up in empty shop units and so on. Okay, sort of stop the death of the high street. Right, so that's it, over 300,000 votes for Labour. So if you break it down, the first round, she got 47% of the vote, just shy of the 50% to win outright. So that's even more than I predicted. I was thinking about 40%. Reform UK significantly underperformed. Shan Astley got 21% of the vote. And the Green Party with Geraldine Coggins got only 12% of the vote, a bit worse than I forecast. Notably, the top three candidates were all women. Restore Britain, they got 8.7% of the vote. So remember, that's the party which is, you know, Rupert Lowe's party. Now, that those votes would otherwise really have gone to Reform UK. Even if you add those together, that's not quite 30% of the vote. So Labour was still 17 percentage points ahead. And the Conservatives did much worse than I forecast, only 8% of the vote. So that is actually a really worrying sign. And all right, Manchester's always been a weak area for the Conservative Unionist Party. There's been no Tory MP for Manchester since 1987. But that's something of a weather vane for the whole United Kingdom. You would expect the Conservatives to do badly, but not dreadfully in Manchester. So that is a worrying sign. And for the Liberal Democrats, it's absolute humiliation. 2.8% of the vote. There was also an independent, Marcus Farmer, he scored 0.6% of the vote. Then they look at second preferences, and that's when they were, the Labour Party got 66% of the vote, Reform UK 34% of the vote. So Labour won very, very handily indeed. And it's so encouraging for Labour. Would Labour even call a snap election? Because this is a barometer of public opinion. They're high in the polls. It's not going to be more favourable. It's go now. But then again, they've only been in office for just over 2 years. Big cities usually don't reform right, struggle on big cities. That's true. They're bad in metropolitan areas. That's they're feeble for them. Partly it's quite ethnically mixed, quite a younger population, high population density, so on. A lot of graduates. There's also the perfect storm for Reform United Kingdom, or indeed the Conservative Party. They're much better in the countryside with older voters, with white voters, are non-graduates and so forth. If they're non-graduates yet prosperous, that's a sort of sweet spot for the Conservative and Unionist Party. So we shall see. I mean, one swallow does not a summer make. And okay, Manchester's always strong territory for Labour. But even taking that into consideration, this was a particularly good result for Labour. So they'll really take heart from that one. It's been very discouraging, all the other results over the past year. You know, lost by elections they should have won. Makerfield was, you know, an exception to that. Dreadful results for Holyrood. Terrible results in the Welsh Parliament. You know, the first time they've ever lost it out of seven elections. And appalling results in the English local council elections. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Don't pay for George Callan 792.com. Goodbye.